Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hello, Sports Bros here. Hour two. No stock watch as it's not Monday. But, we press on with hot wild card weekend talk. The Cowboys-Niners, the best game probably, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Cincy and
Vegas was good.
Yeah. So flip a coin on whichever one there that you
I like the Niners-Cowboys. There's more to chew on with that game.
Sure.
More people to take dumps on today.
Well, and Dallas is the more interesting team simply because they're the Cowboys and – you know, there's.
I love watching them lose. I really do.
Like Stephen A. is just atrocious. But I was seeing some clips on Twitter.
He almost died of the Rona. See that?
I did not see that.
Yeah.
But was he really bad?
He had the Rona. Said it was really bad. Didn't know if he was gonna live.
He was just on whatever that stupid show he does. And Michael Irvin was on there, and he just kept playing the video of the Cowboy fans like crying. And was cackling. It was one of the funnier things I've seen.
So he makes fun of Cowboy fans,
right? Yeah, he mocks them.
Right.
And he just kept playing the same clip while just cackling. And I would say of the teams that lost in Super Wild Card Weekend, right? I would say the team to me that has maybe the biggest offseason is probably Dallas. Like, I mean, you look through Cincinnati and the Raiders, right? Both of those teams are going to be fine. They're building towards something. You know, New England was embarrassed a little bit. Philly's nowhere near, you know, being good enough, but they have a ton of picks. Steelers, they're probably going to have a bit of a rebuild here. They got to figure out what to do at quarterback. But the Cowboys have a good roster with some serious issues, and they have to sort out head coach, running back, offensive line, and probably at least one, if not both, coordinators need to be replaced because they're going to get jobs elsewhere. That is a good Dallas team that's the best in that division that is facing some huge, huge decisions in this offseason.
What do you think about Mike Zimmer as their defensive coordinator?
Yeah, love it. If Dan Quinn leaves.
I think Quinn's going to get a job.
And more and man to get. Yes, go get Zimmer. Absolutely go get him.
If you're Dallas and you do move on from McCarthy, which they should, who do you think is it Harbaugh? Harbaugh the guy? Like you're putting the full court press on Harbaugh right now.
I would assume that Dallas is reaching out to Jim Harbaugh. Maybe Flores is a guy that you feel strongly about, although
Tom Flores. God,
yes.
He's old.
I love
is
him.
Is he alive?
He's doing those Miller Lite commercials. Yeah.
Is he?
The put Tom into the Hall of Fame
great
thing.
Great coach, but wow.
But Flores might be one of those that's a little bit risky because he's a younger guy, whereas you feel like Harbaugh may be the maybe the hard ass you need, although Flores is kind of a hard ass too and is a defensive minded guy, especially if Kellen Moore ends up sticking around and doesn't end up getting a head coaching job. That might be a way to go. But they've got issues, and they said that they're not going to be real splashy in the free agent market because they really can't be. But they've got to find a way to get out of some bad contracts, and they've got to find a way to, in this draft, to find some O-linemen that can come in and play right away, because the issues they have on their O-line are not going to go away. They're not magically going to start getting healthier with age, and those are things that have to be addressed. And stop giving the ball to Zeke Elliott. Make Pollard your every down back.
Well, the good news for them is if you believe they have what it takes to actually identify the right people, they're pretty close. Like, they have the bones, you know? So they're not like, well, Pittsburgh, like you said.
Yeah, they're...
Jesus, are they going to go with Mason Rudolph? Like, they got to find a quarterback, and that's hard to do. Yeah. Dallas has a lot more holes to fill. At the same time,
there's no cap space, so it's going to have to be cheap veteran talent,
but they have
or draft picks.
But they have a lot to work with there. So it's not like they have to go, they're not the Jags, you know. So but who has any faith that the Cowboys will do that? I hope that they do and they're 15-2 next year or whatever and then lose again. Because I think it's hilarious. I just love watching them lose. It's so great. I loved what the Niners did to him, even though Shanahan tried to blow it and Garoppolo tried to blow it. I think they're in for it against Green Bay, but we'll see. It's That's just, a good team, when you, San Francisco. But
when you have a Niner team that knows that
Dallas.
The weakness to be exposed is your offensive line, and that clearly was what San Francisco knew, because San Francisco's secondary can be bad, and Aaron Rodgers will have it.
Well, they still almost blew it.
They still almost
blew
it.
That's the thing is, like, that's what's scary to me about the Niners. If I'm a Niner fan, it's like, oh boy, they played great. They're a good team, but they still almost lost to the stupid Cowboys who were trying to lose worse. They were trying to lose harder than the Niners were.
You know, the fact that D-line basically held, and it was the D-line, they held Lamb to one catch, Cooper, I think six for 60 some odd yards.
They were good.
You know, that's a great job.
What did you think about the Dak Prescott run there at the end?
I don't know why you do it. Like,
so you think that was just him? Was that called?
No, that was called.
Yeah, so Kellen Moore called that play.
And Moore and McCarthy defended it afterwards. And I get what they're saying is, in their mind, it was better to take one shot from the 20-whatever, right? Yeah. 20, was it 25, 26?
Yeah, he slid down a little late. But
yeah. So their whole thing was, it was better to take that one shot from there than two shots from the 38. Right.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily have an issue with that. And San Francisco, did you see the defense they were playing?
Well, yeah. That's what makes no sense.
It's six guys on the out of bounds. They were not letting Dallas get out. So
but they were, though. Like, they marched down the field that way.
No. But on that particular play, if you go back and look, I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like it. They had three defenders on each side just playing on the out-of-bounds marker.
Okay.
So they
weren't going to let him do that again.
San Francisco literally said,
because they were.
Yes, they were.
They were hitting 15 yards and going out of bounds. It's like, what is San Francisco doing?
So I'm just saying, if you go back and watch that, when San Francisco lined up, they announced to the stadium, you will not get out of bounds. So I understand.
Just take what's there.
Take what's there.
And you have time to spike it.
But you have to understand, you have to understand that when you're doing something like that, your margin for error is zero. Like, it is precious seconds.
Yeah.
And there has to be some accountability there. There has to be someone in his ear saying, man, you get what you can, 10 yards, you get your ass down. And Dan Orlovsky did a great job of this. He broke it down. When Dak slid down, there were still receivers just kind of milling around. There was no sense of urgency at all from the Dallas Cowboys.
Bad coaching.
And the fact that you handed the ball to your center when everyone in the free world knows that the official has to touch it. And the fact that the offensive lineman, it was poorly executed, that the O-line then got lined up and you made the umpire then kind of dance around you. So if you are going to do that, I don't understand. I do not understand that line of thinking, because you're leaving yourself with zero margin for error. You're basically saying that we are going to execute this down to perfection, and nothing about what you did on that play was perfection. You screwed it up six different ways.
Well, they had what, 14 seconds?
I think it was 14.
So I can see why they said, okay, we've got time to do this.
Yeah.
They did. But like you said, they just weren't tight on any level.
Nope.
And that's right. Like, isn't that coaching? Like, hey,
Dak,
offensive lineman, guys, get out of the way. Let the ref get there. And I thought Tony Romo did a good job of explaining that to people.
Yeah.
You know, the ref has to touch that ball. Freaking hand it, go get it and hand it to him.
Yep.
He will run up there and place it. That's the fastest you're going to get that thing spiked.
Yep. Dak ran it. This is why I said there's like six different failures. Dak ran too far, mm-hmm. plain and simple.
Yep.
Dak got up and was confused about what to do with the football. Mm-hmm. He handed it to his center. Mm-hmm. So there's three right there.
He set it down. He should have handed it to the ref.
Exactly. So there's another one. The offensive line didn't realize, and they were just trying to cram in there, and they didn't allow for the official to get through. And then I've never seen a lazier group of receivers trying to get lined up there when everyone knew, oh my God, let's hurry up. And then once Dak realized, and the Cowboys themselves, that they weren't going to spike the ball, you need 2 seconds to spike the ball. At that point, and I think it was Orlovsky that was talking about this, but everyone knows that if you get into that situation and you realize that you don't have time to spike, that there is a 911 call. Every team has a panic, mm-hmm. right? You have something you call out, and it goes into a Hail Mary where everyone just runs go routes. And you put one up into the end zone.
Let's go.
And Dallas didn't do that. They still tried to spike it with 1 second. 1 second, and you're underneath the center, you know you can't spike it. You at that point have to realize that that doesn't work. So they failed so many different times. So it was not the worst call in the world. It was a risky call, and it was poorly executed at every single turn.
All right, what happened to the Patriots? They just got billed next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, I'll save my Brady stat for next hour. Got a Tom Brady. Another Tom Brady stat pertaining to his age.
Yeah, and he's doing it with a bunch of, you know, I'm not going to say necessarily cast-offs, but didn't have either running back. He's down to one receiver, and it doesn't matter.
He's playing the Eagles.
That's true.
Eagles and Steelers. Look,
no counties.
The Eagles and Steelers, we knew, you know, tough matchups for those two teams. They're just not that good. But the Cardinals and Patriots...
Those were bad.
Very disappointing. Like, I will read you the Bills drive chart here. Are you ready for this?
It's unprecedented, by the way, in the playoffs.
Bills. Touchdown. Mm-hmm. Touchdown.
Yeah.
Next drive. Touchdown. Mm-hmm. Touchdown. Mm-hmm. End of half. Second half. Touchdown. 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 End of game.
It's never happened. I think I saw that no team has ever gone 7 for 7.
Seven drives.
Seven touchdowns.
Seven tutties.
Yep.
Not two tutties.
Nope.
Seven.
Seven. And that is
against the Patriots defense that we thought was pretty good.
It was good. Like,
what's happening?
It was the highlight of their team.
Is this one where we just credit the Bills? They played great, man.
You give credit to the Bills.
Played great.
And we've known it all year, and they just haven't quite put it all together.
Yeah.
But when we said this even last year, right? When Buffalo plays the way they're capable of playing, they're as good as anyone in the league. But it's a weird. They've yet to really have an entire year where it looks like this all together. They're a little bit like Tampa Bay last year, where you know it's there. It's, can you get it going at the right time? And if this is indicative of what we're going to see from Buffalo defensively, and then obviously on the offensive end, and they run the ball and they become multidimensional, then look out. Then this team is scary good. They ran the ball for over 6 yards a carry against New England. And with Josh Allen, and some of that is Josh Allen too, that little, and I don't know if these are all designed. I don't think they are. I think he just knows that when he gets man looks and they pressure him from the outside, Allen just takes off up the middle and he just murders you. And he's so big and athletic. If they run the ball like this to go along with Josh Allen and their weapons they have on the outside, it's as hard as to stop as any team in the league. And then we know their defense is good. It just at times can get leaky, but it was dominant against the Patriots. If that's Buffalo and they're peaking, then look out, because all of a sudden that becomes a Super Bowl favorite.
Yeah. I think they look like, I mean, they still have to go into Kansas City and slay the dragon.
Yeah.
But they look like the team to beat, and they were the team to beat at the start of the year, right? Like, or one of them.
One of them.
But they, you're right. Like, they look so good, but then they lose to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
They go through these stretches that, and they scored, I think it was 9-6.
I heard Greg Olsen talking about this, and, you know, the former tight end was saying, you know, when you go into the playoffs, all these teams, well, not all, but most of these teams are good and good enough to make runs. It's just the thing you don't want is a team that's Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
A team that can really be awesome, but also sometimes they're just not. And the Bills fit that mold, and then the Rams fit that mold.
Yeah.
And both of those teams are just really inconsistent. Really, they're, Tampa and Kansas City are the other way. It's not like it's been a perfect season for either of them, but they're just consistently good, especially Kansas City now, since they got their defense straightened out, you know, second half of the year. I feel like the Bills, though, there's something about, I don't know if you buy into this. Kingsbury was talking about this after the Rams game, which is like, I don't know. He was saying, oh, sometimes it's just about playoff experience and we hadn't been here before. And, you know, now we know, which is kind of a cop out. But the Bills, they have been here before and they have taken their lumps, and it's sort of an experience and like growing and learning how to win in the playoffs. Buffalo look like a team on a mission, and they look like a team that, you know, they may bring it. They may bring their best, and if they do, I think they beat Kansas City.
They already
beat them once.
Yeah, look, they are 100% capable. And by the way, if I remember correctly, I think they kind of kicked Kansas City's ass.
They did. It was 38-20, I think, was the final. Yeah, I remember watching it, and Buffalo dominated them. Kansas City did turn it over 4 times to Buffalo's 0, so there is that. Now, what's interesting is the Rams are going into Tampa. They already played at Tampa. So very similar. Buffalo's going to play Kansas City. Buffalo already won in Kansas City. Rams are going into Tampa. Rams already won in Tampa. But if you look at those two games, I remember both of those games vividly, watching them early in the year. The Rams really did a number on Tampa, and there were no turnovers in that game. Rams just were damn good. Bills were damn good in Kansas City, but they did benefit from 4 turnovers. And you remember that game, Kansas City at that point in the season, their defense was in shambles.
Yes. The first 7 or 8 weeks, we thought that was one of the worst units, and the offense really wasn't clicking. And now Kansas City's fine.
So look, it's way later down the road to the point where I don't even know if those games matter, but the Bills lost in the playoffs in Kansas City last year.
Yeah.
Remember that? We were all over McDermott for, you know, his pucker factor and taking a field goal late in the first half, I think it was, or whatever his decision was, that everybody was like, God, you don't want to win. I think now they kind of have that look of, we know what it takes. We're not going to screw it up again, and watch out, because you're right. That defense is top 3 in the league.
Yep.
I mean, they are when they want to be. I mean, they're just,
they have it all, no question.
It's just it is,
but they don't bring it consistently enough.
You had the bad loss against the Steelers. You had a bad loss, like the Titans. Hey, you lost to the Titans in a field goal game.
They lost to the Jags, dude. That's all you gotta say.
You scored 15 against the Colts. Yeah, you had that ugly game against the Patriots, but you know the weather and the wind. But you have had these where you just have had no shows, and that does scare you a little bit. That could you no show at the biggest moment? But the way they exercised the demons of God, 20 years of New England dominance in that division, damn, right? And there was this idea of now with Mac Jones in New England and they're back in the postseason.
I can't even imagine.
You know, and it came down to the final week. Is this still kind of like up for grabs and whose division is it? Josh Allen in Buffalo just went and shot the New England franchise in the head,
yeah,
and said, this is our division and there is no mistaking it. And there was a changing of the guard, and you wonder if maybe that does give you a little, just a little boost going into Kansas City. And is Buffalo ready to slay not one but two dragons, right? Because you slayed your division rival, and now you got Kansas City here that's owned the AFC for the last handful of years. And you know, going into the season, it was, hey, it's Kansas City and everyone else. And if it's not Kansas City, then it's Buffalo. Well, now you've got a chance if you're Buffalo to kind of exercise, you know, these double demons you have. And I like Buffalo right now. I love the way they are playing. I love Josh Allen and what he has grown and developed into. And I think they could be scary good. And it's also one of the more stunning turnarounds, not just for a franchise, but for a quarterback. To look at Josh Allen his first 2 years and how he struggled to throw the ball to what he's become now. I don't know. And we talked about this, 2 years ago when kind of this transition started happening. It's really unprecedented where we've seen a top pick play like that for 2 years and then turn into this. It just doesn't happen. And it did for Josh Allen. And it couldn't happen to a better guy. By all accounts, he's everything. He's like the Justin Herbert. He's everything you could want out of a franchise quarterback.
All right, later we'll discuss who do you think is the better bet, Rams or Bills, winning this weekend? Because, like I said, they both have really tough games, but both kind of have that look. You know, the Rams, you know, for as much as we're going to crap all over the Cardinals and already did, Rams look great.
They look great.
And that's another team that's kind of like when they don't play well, it's like, wow, they should be a lot better than this, but at times they can look so stellar.
Yeah.
And they did against Arizona, so maybe they're peaking at the right time and, you know,
Tampa's got a beat up roster.
That's right. Exactly. It's not the same as last year. So we'll get to that later, but we got to move on to in the news coming up next. Did you get your shipment of free COVID tests or at least sign up for it?
I did sign up.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, fella. You're going to get you some COVID tests.
You get a test and you get a test. Even though it was like 2 years ago, someone said, if you want a test, you can get one.
We had a volcanic eruption.
Yeah, that thing was crazy.
Out in the Pacific over the weekend.
See it from space.
We had a shooting in Eugene.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot to discuss, and we'll get to that next. But first, Rust with SportsCenter.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, that's right. A Tuesday show, sort of a Monday show because we weren't here yesterday. So, per usual, running behind. Rust is in for Lynch. We've got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up. Seahawks have made a coaching change.
About time.
It's not the head coach, though.
No, but dude, it's one that should have happened. They never hired him in the first place.
But right now, it is January 18, 2022. It is time for In the News. I am your noted and carbon-neutral newsman. Today is National Peking Duck Day.
I'm not a huge fan of the duck. I don't mind Peking duck, but I find duck to be very just chewy, and the texture is...
What the hell is that duck peeking at anyway?
You what?
Nothing.
I think it was a joke.
I missed it.
Landed with a thud.
Right over Sook's head. You what?
Ah! Are you a duck man?
Not really.
Yeah.
A little gamey.
Yeah.
However, I'm not like Mike Lynch, who cheers on the torturing of ducks for pate or whatever it's called.
Fagua.
That's what it is. Sorry. Is. What's pate again?
Well, I think that's basically what it is. They force feed the geese and the ducks, and then their like livers explode, and then they ground them up.
It is also National Gourmet Coffee Day, and who doesn't love coffee besides you?
Me. I'm like that's...
That'd be me, too.
You're not a coffee man, either?
I am not a coffee
drinker.
There you
go, Jeff Rust.
Does that make you feel better?
Well, I'm like, that is, of all the things that are controversial about me and my takes...
Well, chocolate is one.
Yeah, the chocolate one. But I find the coffee one to be the that most people can't wrap their head around, that I don't enjoy coffee in any shape or form.
I just never grew a taste for it.
No, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
USPS, you know what that stands for?
The United States Postal Service.
Correct.
Boy, it was hopping. I was at the post office today, and it was hopping.
Don't you love a trip to the post office?
A line around the corner.
Well, they are offering a shipment of free COVID tests to your house.
I think you get, what, four?
Yeah, four per address. So it's a one order. It includes four tests.
Yes. You only need one? You get four.
You get four. And you can sign. It's very easy to sign up and get these shipped to you, and they're free.
Even though these aren't the ones that you can use to travel or anything, so I...
Whatever. They're free. What? I signed up.
Sure, me too.
I was like, sure, bring them.
Yeah, why not?
Because it's like, I guess it's a pain in the ass to go find a COVID test right now.
Yes.
And it probably won't always be that way, but right now it is. So it's like, hey, if they'll send you four, how nice would it be if you're having, you know, like you... catch something and you're like, oh man, I wonder if I have COVID. You just go to the old,
cupboard
there and pull one out. You know?
It's all about pulling one out.
So go to usps.com/COVID test and all you have to do is fill out the info. Basically, just give them your name and address.
Yeah, and I think they said, end of the month?
It takes like 30 seconds. Yeah.
End of the month.
They'll start shipping them in late January.
Okay.
But not everybody can get them, so get in there. Get in there now.
Yes.
It's a race. We had six people shot outside of a Eugene concert.
That's not
on, I think this was Friday night, over the weekend. Lil Bean and Zabang were out there.
I am not familiar with Lil Bean or Zabang.
They were out there doing their show.
But it's not good.
Wow Theater or something? Yeah.
Like four of them were from Pendleton. I don't know what it was about Pendleton.
Four of the victims.
Yeah, huh. They're from Pendleton. My guess is they were just there as a group, but I don't think people were specifically being like, what, are you from Pendleton? Bam!
Huh. Well, I wonder if there will be shootings at this concert at the Moda Center. The Zac Brown Band is coming Saturday, October 22nd.
It's possible. I mean, you don't know. There could be some insurrectionists out at that the Zac Brown concert. I don't know how any of that works. But I will tell you that Zac Brown, hell of a show.
Is he?
Yeah. Well,
or are they?
They're actually real musicians.
They
do put on a very, very nice show.
Well, they say it was a hectic scene after a shooting outside Wow Hall.
I would assume so. Has there ever been a shooting where six people go down and everyone's like, "Ah, we're fine"?
Six people hospitalized. Yeah, it was Friday night. One of the victims critically injured. Started around 9:30. Police said they received at least 30 calls about shots fired at the concert venue. Officers arrived to a hectic scene of people who had been shot near the back entrance of the venue. Maybe near the smokers, huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't they always smoke outside the back?
Yeah. Stuff happens in the alley, man. Never go behind a venue. Nothing good goes on back there.
No arrests have been made at this time. The perps are on the loose.
Yeah.
Four males, two females injured.
They did say there has been some cooperation, which is greatly appreciated. But, they're saying that they still would like some solid tips. You know, people aren't speaking up. Which probably means that this wasn't a
snitches get stitches.
You know, it's possible that it wasn't a random occurrence. You know,
what do
when there's a shooting like that and everyone shuts their mouth, you gotta wonder. like, eh.
What do Lil Bang and Beansay say or whatever?
That
Lil Bean and...
That I don't know. But if you do have information, they're asking you to call the police. Police Chief Chris Skinner.
Now, if you had information on that, would you call Chris? Or would you just like, you know, look...
Well, it depends.
I mean, you want to...
Look, I want to help out, but if this was like a...
Yeah, but...
This was something gone wrong...
That's what I mean. It's like, that's between them. It wasn't like just innocent people. Well, I hate to say it, and that's not the right way to say it. But you know what I mean. Like there was an issue between two sides.
There is a difference between someone standing there minding their own business and getting clipped, and maybe a group of people with a beef with another group of people, and then something happens.
And that's like, between you and them.
Well, it's like you read about it sometimes in the paper where it's like someone's house was broken into and they were violently beaten and nothing was taken. And the witnesses isn't cooperating. You're like, okay, I got a pretty good idea of what went on there. Something was probably stolen, but something you can't tell the police what was stolen. And you know good and damn well what happened. And that case, no. You mind your own business. You just, that's something that doesn't concern you.
This person's right. Do you like the smell of the United States Postal Service offices?
I love everything about mail. I've long said it.
But you know the smell when go into those?
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
I think it's something about like maybe the glue of the stamps or like the cardboard in there.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
They all smell the same and they're great.
Yeah.
The smell of the post office.
Thumbs up.
Also in concert news, while we're lumping some concert news in here with the shooting, bad news, Celine Dion has canceled all of her remaining shows. And that includes Portland. She was coming here March 24th.
COVID?
No, she... apparently she has muscle spasms, and they're really bad. I guess she can't stop them.
Oh, that's no good.
So she's spasming.
Look, I'm not
which
saying...
could enhance the show. I don't know, but
I guess it might affect the pitch.
Maybe.
Look, I got nothing against Celine Dion, but
she's great.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to that show. Maybe if tickets were presented, but I'm not.
Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah.
You give me free tickets?
I'll go check.
I
that
would
out.
Definitely go. Yeah. I'd probably pay a little bit to go see her.
I'll bet you
that. But I wouldn't go out of my way.
I'll bet you that's one of those that if you went and saw her, you would come away way 100%. More impressed than what you thought going in.
100%. Actually, I think going in that I would have a high bar for her. I would need her to be really good, and I think she would be really good.
She got great
because
voice.
She is really good.
Yes. And I'll bet you there'd be more hits than you remember. You're like, oh yeah, I remember this song. Well, so, either way, you won't be seeing her because of spasms.
She can't go on.
No.
Her heart will not go on.
That is a good joke, by the way.
Let's talk Tonga coming up next. Did you see this, Chase?
That was scary.
Wild. 448 on the fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're careening toward the Hot 5 at 5, which is coming up next. Right now, though, we are... in the middle of in the news, wrapping up the weekend, the big explosion there in Tonga was wild.
There's some phenomenal aerial shots from satellites, and man, it is just, it's amazing that I guess the damage wasn't worse, right? I mean, that's...
Well, there's nothing really out there, but...
No, but I mean, sometimes you have that, I mean...
Those, you do have Tonga.
Those are the sorts of things that can, I mean, that can affect things worldwide if those things are big enough. It's luckily that one wasn't to that magnitude.
Undersea volcanic eruption sending tsunami threats around the Pacific.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm talking about. We did get some that washed up, but they were just kind of, you know.
Fan reporter, you know Dusty Hera?
Yeah, he was down there.
He was on the coast, and he said he saw the tsunami waves.
Yeah. Now, the people of Tonga, I mean, they are...
they went up to his ankles.
They're covered in ash and debris, but sounds like even they will end up being okay.
Yes, and they said that the plume of ash went 65,000 feet.
Yeah.
And the boom, the sonic boom, could be heard as far away as Alaska.
Yeah, I think they said like 3 or 4 people in Tonga died... which is tragic, but when you see like the aerial images of it, like from space, you know, you kind of realize that you probably got away with being fairly lucky with minimal damage and minimal death.
Even today, they're saying communication with Tonga remains very limited, and they're still assessing the damages. But at least early reports are not as bad as you would think.
Well, again, just look
after
through,
seeing it.
Look through history that, you know, sometimes you get these volcanoes out of the middle of nowhere that explode, and they can have catastrophic global impact. And so it's kind of one of those. It's just a reminder that Mother Nature, no matter how advanced we are, Mother Nature can just give you the big bird at any moment and absolutely cripple you.
So in Hawaii, or is it Hawaii?
Hawaii.
In Kauai, they had tsunami waves as high as 2.5 feet.
Yeah.
So you'd think those would be bigger, but they weren't. Still, tsunami waves from 1 foot to 2.5 feet there.
Well, in Tonga, I don't know how many people
minor flooding
where it's at on the map, but it's a lot closer to like New Zealand and Australia than it is to. I mean, it's
way down.
It's
there.
Way down there.
Yeah.
And you look at where, you know, because Hawaii's way out, and it's way east and south of Hawaii as well.
What do you think happens to like sea life when that is nearby?
I think that's when that, gone.
When that happens.
you're like a shark cruising around,
yeah,
and then
you're
like
ah!
Yeah, the atomic bomb goes off.
My ears.
You're like, bye.
Tsunami warnings have been rescinded for the Oregon and Washington coasts.
Yeah, so I think everyone's okay, except for, you know, you got to figure out the people of, you know, Fiji and Tonga and all that around there and see exactly what the damage is. But it sounds like, at least from what I've read, that it is not as bad as maybe some people had feared.
There's your In the News for January 18, 20. Is it the 18th?
You are correct.
Or is it the 19th?
18th.
Yeah, 18th. 2022, the Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. The Seahawks have made a coaching change. Raiders have made a move. And will the Lakers be firing their coach next on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.